Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We are continuing our discussion from yesterday, our discussion from Hardline on Sunday. It's the DOT's round two of step one, the public outreach for the Kensington Expressway. Michael Gaynor joined us on Sunday before the meetings, and he joins us again today from the Eastside Parkway Coalition. Michael, thank you so much for taking some time this afternoon.
Hey, I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity.
So we had the first of the public outreaches, and before I ask for any specifics, what were your thoughts on yesterday's meeting?
Well, you know, you can save your time on asking for specifics because there's not much, wasn't a lot of takeaway. I think that, you know, it was the opportunity for the DOT to get everybody in the room and check a box for community engagement and then to probably go back to the office and do whatever they're going to do. I'm trying to be optimistic about the whole process and, try to give them some credit for the work that they're doing. And I'm having a hard time doing that. I think I brought this up. What came out later in your show with Mr. Fontana was that, you know, the EIS probably isn't going to start until the end of next year. And, you know, for a project that is so desperate to get to work, and a transportation infrastructure of the current Kensington Expressway that's crumbling, that is in desperate need of repair, the logic behind delaying this, the start of the EIS, a whole year doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm going to keep doing what we're going to keep doing, which is trying to build a larger coalition that's focused on setting project goals and objectives and trying to get more momentum behind that. The DOT had 2 years to listen to the community. They've been listening for the last 2 years, and I'm pretty sure they have a pretty strong feeling of what the word is on the street, and they certainly got that reiterated last night. You know, you go around and you look at a lot of the comments, and you look at notes that were scrawled on their boards, and you get a strong feeling of what people really want here in the city. And that's unequivocally something more transformational that looks like a highway removed and a more reinvigorated overall transportation network throughout the region.
So, did you get the same feeling, I guess, from this first meeting that you got the last time they were doing public outreach? Do you feel that their sights are still set on this tunnel idea?
Well, I mean, that wouldn't have been clear outwardly from their posters. I mean, I think that there is an authentic, I wouldn't say authentic, but there is an intent to collect information from the community. and to, you know, gather what people's thoughts and feelings were. I think based on, you know, where I was looking at where people were coming from, the majority of the people participating in last night's meeting were city residents. They have put, you know, some funding and some resources behind recruiting people from suburban groups. I anticipate there'll be a lot of listening sessions out in the suburban communities. And when I spoke to Mr. Fontana specifically about that, he's like, you know, well, you know, if we are going to consider a fill-in option, you know, it changes the constituency groups, the stakeholders, because now there's a larger group of stakeholders because they will be impacted by whatever decision is made in downtown Buffalo. And, you know, that's true. That's most certainly true. But I would like us to see, you know, see us putting more energy into thought into how, if that is the ultimate plan, which is removal of the 33 expressway from essentially Fillmore to Oak Street, what are we going to do collectively as a transportation entity to improve the transportation grid regionally? And, you know, there was life, you know, there was life before the Kensington Expressway. And in fact, the population of the city of Buffalo was 600,000 people then. So even though some would argue there were less cars on the road, there was certainly a population, and cars were not an anomaly. They were, you know, everywhere and a part of civilized society. So the question is, if we want to do something that really is different, that's in alignment with what people want in terms of urban infrastructure and urban quality of life, and this is nationwide. You know, people weren't having conversations 15 years ago about removing highways. It just wasn't happening. But now everywhere in the country, they're removing urban highways, and they're removing them for very important reasons, because at some point, cars are not going to be the staple that they are today, and because of changing tastes, particularly amongst our young people. Young people want walkable, livable, serviceable neighborhoods. They want to be able to commute and we're using different medium, bicycles, foot traffic. They want to jump on a streetcar here or there. You know, they want it to be safe. They want they don't want highways and concentrated pollution and noise running right through the center of urban neighborhoods. It's just not something that's on the palate of our young people, and it's certainly not going to be on the palate of a future planning agenda for the city of Buffalo. So, like, you know, people always say, you know, Buffalo, new ideas are always last to come to Buffalo. Well, here we have an opportunity to be on the forefront of innovation and transformation and do something that is in alignment with what young people and young communities and healthy communities are saying the nationwide, which is, let's focus on local community neighborhood development. Let's build green space. Let's build multimodal transportation options, and let's get highways out of here. You know, we have the best designed city in the world, and we have an opportunity to reinvigorate that regional transportation network to move people around more efficiently, and not just more efficiently, but giving them a better quality of experience. You know, I want people to be able to move efficiently down our commercial corridors, down Genesee, down Seneca, down Kensington, down William. And I want them to move efficiently so that they don't feel like they're stuck in traffic. But I also want them, if they want to be able to stop for a coffee or to pick up flowers for their partner on their way home or whatever. It could improve the quality of their lives while also reinvigorating the local economy. So it's a win-win for everybody. But we didn't see much of that discussed last night.
With that said, you know, so we did our own public outreach yesterday, and sure. two things came up, Michael. And I know you and I have discussed this before, but just for a refresher, you know, two things that came up from our audience were displaced vehicles and emergency vehicles. Is this something that you guys have thought of?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, there's this misunderstanding that emergency vehicles actually utilize the 33 Expressway. They don't. Paramedics don't utilize the 33 Expressway because, number one, it's dangerous. Number one, cars go too fast. And number three, if there is something that happens, you can't get through. You'll find that emergency vehicles largely use the arterials. It's more efficient. It's more expedient. And they can get there without unnecessary burdens. So that's the first thing. And most first responders will back that up. And I think that, you know, again, it comes back to envisioning a life where there, you know, we still have, keep in mind, we will still have an expressway that goes to downtown Buffalo from the suburban areas. We're not making the downtown inaccessible. We have a profoundly designed transportation network that existed before the highway that is now sitting largely idle and waiting. To be reinvigorated, waiting for its second life, and waiting for the opportunity to service vehicles and passengers again. So, you know, it's hard to think about it because you don't frequent those roads now, but I really challenge you and your listeners to think about a life where we can invest $1 billion into improving transportation improvements, infrastructure improvements, technology improvements to move vehicles more efficiently using the latest technology in our existing transportation grid that that has existed for, you know, over a century. And I think that there's tremendous potential there. The changes, I actually spoke last night with a transportation designer, Joe, and, you know, I said, if I was the governor and I gave you a directive to remove this section of highway, could you move cars efficiently throughout the region? And his answer was, yes, we actually did study this during phase one. And there are some challenges. We have to look at, you know, these soft spots or these, you know, often at intersections, take Genesee and Harlem, for example. There may be 20 to 25 different, spots in the grid that need to be improved. But when you look at grade level improvements versus something like a tunnel, they're significantly less costly and more efficient. And when you take that in the context of new technology that's now currently available, it becomes much more attainable.
You know, Michael, this came up yesterday in our conversation, too. I grew up taking the subway. I lived right by the South Campus subway station as a kid. Do you think if we had the metro rail system that was actually proposed in the 80s, that this would be as sure. big a deal as it is?
Oh, I don't know. The thing is, I probably would say that it still would be the same amount of debate that we're having today, because the reality is that, the light rail doesn't move that many people. And I don't even, you know, I'm trying not to muddy the waters by getting into conversations about light rail anyway, because, you know, I actually had an interesting conversation with a NFTA driver last night at the Kensington Expressway. He thinks that the light rail system as it exists today is a disaster for NFTA because it takes necessary resources away from bus routes and resources away from bus routes that could actually improve access, not just in the inner city, but to some of the surrounding cities. So I think that people tend to overstate the transportation challenges. I think that we all know that transportation travel on the 33 expressway is down. People will say 75,000 cars. That's over the course of a 24-hour period. So at any point, it's only 6,000 cars an hour. And when you think about it that way, 6,000 cars an hour distributed along 10 to 12 radial streets is very attainable. And that transportation designer actually echoed that sentiment. You know, I said, given this directive, if I was the governor and I said, let's make this happen, could you do it? And he said, yeah, of course. And if you throw $1 billion worth of funding into the loop, it makes it even more attainable. So it just takes the political will to consider something different. And that's really the largest obstacle, is that we have to be willing to think about it differently.
Hey, Michael Gaynor, always great getting your perspective. I would say I think you guys need to revisit the emergency vehicles, because I'm getting a lot of texts on our text board of people saying that the 33 is used by emergency vehicles. I do think that is something that needs to be discussed in the new plan.
Hey, I mean, we will do that. And I think that, again, if you think about efficient movement of travel on the radial grids, like, people think that that's the only highway going to downtown. There aren't. There is a lot of radial grid. You got to think about the long term, and you have to think about what those streets, how they can function when they're improved, when there's good technology, and when we have efficient movement of traffic along our existing radial grid. I'm not a transportation expert. But and that's why I singled the transportation expert in the room out last night to make sure that I was representing facts well. But without a doubt, we need further analysis, and we need a good transportation planner that's willing to consider all phases of this project and what it can be like for the future in delivering benefits to the entire region.
Michael, as always, thank you so much. That is Michael Gaynor from Eastside Parkways Coalition.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.